I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday night, New York sports fans. I am Danielle McCartan, and I'll be talking all things New York sports as you ride up until 1 a.m. right here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. You've got Connor Green and I live right here in Lower Manhattan, 888-808-1019. So you'll call me up, you'll be part of the conversation, and welcome to be a part of it, as you know. And a quick public service announcement. Do not forget to spring forward at 2 a.m. That's right. Daylight savings time is upon us. And I remember, many years ago now, how we used to handle this around here. That Chris McMonagle and I used to handle this around here. It was the very same Saturday night, years and years ago at this point, that Chris and I began our once a week regular shows. It was Saturday, and he was Saturday night, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., and I was on right after him every week, 2 to 6 a.m. on Sunday mornings. And when it came to these particular nights, which was obviously twice a year, Mark Chernoff had a plan. He would have Chris and I alternate on who did the extra hour. So it was never the same person saddled with an extra hour twice, which I thought was really very what's that word where you think about other people? I can't think of the word. But I thought it was very very nice of him to do that. It was a predictable system, and I like that. But this is not my time to do it this year. I'm out at 1. So that means you've got a great couple of hours ahead of you. And that is a true story. Chris and I started the same Saturday night hosting our own individual shows. And congrats to Chris on taking home the co-host of the afternoon drive, that's for sure. And I do have to talk about something here in my opening. And I have to preface this by saying, I know I am in the minority when I say this. I am fully aware of the fact that I am in the minority here. I'll start with a little story. My cousin called me around 2 p.m. And he said, Danielle, what channel is Squadra Italia on? And I was like, man, I don't know. But I looked it up for him because I'm a good person. I'm a good cousin. And I looked it up for him. And he was actually shocked that I wasn't already watching the game. And I said, nope. And I'm not watching it after we hang up either. He was blown away. And we're huge baseball fans in our family. And he was like, well, why are you not watching or not interested in the World Baseball Classic? I don't like it. I don't like it at all, actually. And I know I am in the minority when I say that. I don't like the World Baseball Classic. And my cousin on the other end of the phone said, oh, come on. Like, it's the only time the whole world gets involved in baseball. And facetiously, I asked him, I said, isn't it called the World Series? And isn't it called the Fall Classic? And he said, well, you know, that's not an actual World Series. You know that. But, okay, the world already knows what Shohei Ohtani can do. The world already knows what Aaron Judge can do. Did you know this? That Aaron Judge is now a punchline because of this World Baseball Classics. Ready? A high schooler who still needs permission and a hall pass to go to the bathroom sawed off Judge in a bases loaded situation last night. I mean, it's stupid. It's not amazing. It's not astounding. It's stupid. And now I'm eating lunch. This is whatever. I don't even know what time it was. I'm eating lunch. And I'm looking at this, and there's two trending topics, two different trending topics about the World Baseball Classic that come across my Twitter X, you know, trending topic sidebar thing. And I'm looking at this, and now there are rumors now, real ones, of Aaron Judge being traded to the Phillies. And all of that is based on a 20-second clip of him hanging out with Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber on the field after the game. And it's almost like Harper and Schwarber are so enamored with Aaron Judge that they're about to ask him to sign their ball, to sign an autograph. And now, all of a sudden, people are saying, well, Judge is going to be a Philly at the trade deadline. What, on what planet, on what world, if you will, does that make sense at all? Like, just stop it. I mean, just, it's, I don't even want to get into how ridiculous that is. It's never going to happen. Don't breathe any life into it. And this was a real thing. I can promise you that. This is the nonsense that is coming out of these games. Did you know this? Daikin Park on Friday night. That's where they're playing. That's where Team USA is playing. It's in Houston. They didn't even sell out for that Team USA game last night. Not even with the hype of that American lineup. Not even with the superstars on that team. Not even with the manufactured hype of this tournament could they sell out Daikin Park in Houston, Texas on a Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. They couldn't sell it out. And I did the math myself. 25.13% of tickets were left unsold for that Team USA Brazil World Baseball Classic game. 25.13% of tickets were left unsold. Tell me there's actual interest in this. I had it on my TV last night. I was watching it for the most part. And I was sitting there thinking, well, hold on a second. My team has World Series aspirations. Why do I want to watch those players play at 100% on March 6th when the goal is like November 6th? The goal is to be hoisting a World Series trophy that has escaped this city over the past 17 seasons for one team and 40 years for the other team. Why do I want those players on those teams playing at or over, exceeding a 100% effort on March 6th and March 7th and 8th and 9th? And I'm watching last night's game. I was driving in for the start of tonight's game. I have it on in the studio. But I'm watching it holding my breath. I'm watching Aaron Judge last night jog around the bases after that first at-bat home run. I'm holding my breath while I'm watching Aaron Judge chase that home run down to right center field, right to the wall. You know, he had a problem with the wall, a similar situation in L.A., didn't he? Like, this is not enjoyable for me. And I just watched, I don't know who's up eighth in this batting order, because it happened before the commercial break, but there was a high throw. He hit it to third base. There was a high throw. The first baseman had a jump, and this guy literally had to stretch it out to make it in, you know, to make it there safely, like full strength mode, stretch mode. And I'm thinking, like, hold on a second, man. What if he gets hurt? What if he's out for an extended period of time? To me, it's not worth it. And I kind of talk and go into this much depth, my cousin on the phone, but to this kind of concept, he said to me, Clement, by the way, it was number five, Clement. I mean, he's a big part of his team, too. Had a truck down to first base and stretch out a single? Come on now. And my cousin said, well, Danielle, if a player gets hurt, at least they don't have to pay for him. And I'm like, cuz, if Aaron Judge gets hurt, this Yankee season is over before it even starts. This, and if Juan Soto gets hurt, this Mets season is over before it even starts. And here comes Clement now, stealing home like a crazy man. I hope he didn't get hurt. I hope he doesn't get hurt. I mean, that's ridiculous. And I know he's a Blue Jay, but the league is better when the best, the biggest, and the brightest, and the youngest stars are playing. I mean, and if Aaron Judge, or if Clement goes down, or if Soto goes down, just pack it in, man. Flush it. The season is over. And I'm also sitting there last night watching this, and I'm thinking, as much as I can't stand Shohei, the fraud, Ohtani, like, I recognize and I acknowledge that this sport is better when he's in it. I don't want him to get hurt. And I'm watching this game last night and this one right now. Kyle Schwarber just hit a home run, by the way. I mean, that's.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
It's got to be out. It almost hit the scoreboard. Or maybe it did hit the scoreboard. Scores 3-1 USA. But I'm watching this game and I'm thinking about Edwin Diaz. And I'm thinking about how he had a full tear of the patellar tendon in his right knee. There's no amount of working out in the offseason that's going to prepare you for something like that. And I am sitting there and thinking about how that had at the time, completely derailed the championship aspirations of the New York Mets that season. And I'm thinking, for what reason? Over what? A crack at the World Baseball Classic trophy? Like, tell me right now, what does it even look like? Can you tell me what the World Baseball Classic trophy even looks like? But I can bet my house you could tell me what the World Series trophy looks like. I bet my house that you could tell me what a Olympic gold medal looks like, too. For me, personally, the sacrifice in this tournament, call me a pessimist all you want, but the potential sacrifice in this tournament at this moment in time is not worth the potential manufactured reward. And this too, I mean, look, here's another point I made to my cousin on the phone. He liked this one. I said, hey, cuz, what happens when baseball is back in the Olympic Games on United States soil, North American soil, in the year 2028? Does then the World Baseball Classic just disappear when major league players theoretically abandon it for a prestigious games that date back to the year 776 BC in Olympia, Greece? Or, what's more, will Rob Manfred even allow his players to compete in those games? Want to know what? My bet is he absolutely will not allow Major League Baseball players to play in the Olympic Games. Because my question back is, why would he? Why would Rob Manfred allow Major League Baseball players to play in the Olympics? The superstars' participation in the ancient games, you know what that would do? It would de-emphasize the manufactured importance of these made-up games in his made-up 21st century money-grab World Baseball Classic tournament. There, I said it. You tell me this is not a Rob Manfred money grab. Look at the timing of it, even. Go back to 2005. July 7th, 2005. Baseball was officially voted out of the Olympics by the IOC. July 7, 2025. Guess what year the first iteration of the World Baseball Classic was? Take a guess. Yep. 2006, 1 year later. 1 whole year later. This is a tournament. The World Baseball Classic is a tournament that is built to capitalize monetarily on the exclusion of baseball from the world stage over the past 20 years. You tell me why Rob Manfred would voluntarily, without a fight, let his players forego his brainchild to play in the ancient games. I can't think of a reason. I tried this afternoon. I tried. Money talks, jerseys sell, caps sell, concessions, tickets, well-placed ads on helmets that only face the camera. So if I'm a right-handed batter, which I am, the sticker for whatever company is going to be on the left side of my helmet. Not the right, just the left, because that is the most camera-facing side of my head. There's a price to pay for that. Money talks. Ads in the stadium sell. On the walls, behind the plate. Is there one on the back of the mound? Let me check. These all things, they sell. This is all about money. And I'm telling you right now, Rob Manfred is not giving it up. He is not going to throw this tournament away. He is not going down without a fight. LA 2028 is going to be, Team USA is going to be full of the most exciting minor leaguers, the most exciting prospects. I'll tell you right now. It's a shame. Because those games actually matter. And look, I know I am fully well aware that I'm in the minority in this opinion. I understand that. No doubt about it. I do not like the World Baseball Classic. Not as it is currently constructed. Not this iteration of it. 888-808-1019. There it is. Harper just got plunked. How fast is that pitch? I wasn't fast enough to see. He looks very pissed off. Come on now. I mean, come on. You want to run that risk? Really? Right in the ankle. The back ankle. Shin. There's no meat there. Nothing was absolved there. Nothing. That hurts. Did a little stare down to the pitcher. He looks pissed off. Well, he's on first, so good thing that's not going to derail the entire Philadelphia Phillies season. But just because it didn't happen that time doesn't mean it can't happen. 888-808-1019. My name is Danielle McCartan. Call me up. Be part of the show. I got you till 1 a.m. right here on The Fan.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.